Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Kia ora, Rob.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. What are we talking about today?
This is one of my, did you really need to do this experiment?
I feel like we need a special sting for when we do one of these now. Did you really need to do this?
But then I'd like to know what listeners think. Just this is my opinion on it anyway. But at the Czech University of Life Sciences, straight away, that sounds so moody.
Life sciences. I mean, it is a real degree. It is a real thing.
But I could say I've got a diploma off the internet from the Czech University of Life Sciences. Anyway, scientists have set up an experiment to detect possible adverse side effects of methamphetamine and other drugs that water treatment plants aren't designed to deal with.
Okay, yep.
The water then flows back into streams. Some of the streams in the Czech Republic have meth concentrations have been measured at hundreds of nanograms per litre. That's a billionth of a gram.
I'm presuming that's still quite a lot, though, yeah. On the scale of things. Sounds like not a lot, but I feel like in the context.
First, when I read it, I thought, maybe that's what your grandma gives you if you go around her gaffer. She's going to sort you out. Thanks, I'm nanogram. Anyway, they're doing these experiments on fish. Right. Really? Do you really need to do that? You know it's not going to be good.
Yeah, well, that's true. But maybe they need to find out how not good it's going to be, you know? How bad is that going to get?
I can see
you're so unconvinced by that.
but what they did... Well, I'll tell you why, because this story led me to another one.
Oh, yep.
Which led me to a bit of an answer. Anyway, what they did was they divided 120 hatchery-reared trout into two 350-litre tanks. Mm. The water in one tank contained methamphetamines matching concentrations measured in wild streams, right?
Ooh.
Wow.
And the other one didn't.
Okay.
It was as a control. After 8 weeks, the researchers removed the meth from the experimental tank. And then during the following 10-day withdrawal period, they tested fish selected at random from both groups for signs of addiction and withdrawal.
Oh, my God.
To do this, a tank was constructed in which water would flow in one end and out the other, but it'd come out two different sides of the tank. There'd be a different stream of water coming out. One of the stream...
Like a spa pool.
Yeah, one of the stream actually had the same level of meth that was in the tank.
God.
Right, so they put the fish in there, and then the ones that were in the control tank, they went in either flow, but all the ones that were in the meth tank went straight to the drugged up water.
Oh my God.
This is depressing.
This is a depressing bit of science.
Yeah.
And then that was the end of the experiment. Oh, they cut all the fish up and all that to like look at their brains and all that. I thought, do you know what my immediate thought was? I thought they were caught. They were actually breeding fish that fry themselves.
Oh my.
Bit of a joke there.
That wasn't for a punchline.
Why is going to be bad?
Zoe's like holding her head in her hands. This doesn't translate over radio.
All, that wasn't all for a punchline. This is real. I don't know whether I agree with doing that experiment because we know it's not going to be good.
Fish have been in the news today. We're talking about those giant goldfish before as well. I didn't know that goldfish could get so big.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Huge.
They look a bit freaky when they're that big. They look kind of wrong.
The three-eyed Simpsons fish.
Yes.
Hangs out by the nuclear power plant.
And as well as a lot of goldfish have been spread so much, they're quite weak.
Weak fish.
Well, you know what I mean? And they grow and do all sorts of weird things. So anyway, I don't agree with that, which led me to a story.
Okay.
About sheep been injected with meth and then being tasered.
God, you've had a fun week.
Yeah.
This sounds bloody stressful.
Yeah, I need to get out of my system, right? In 2010, for health and safety reasons...
Where was this?
This was in America, and it was funded by the people that own Taser.
Right.
Own Tasers. They got 16 sheep from different ages and sizes... And they inject them with meth and shock these for up to 40 seconds. Everyone died in the experiment, right?
I'm not surprised.
It was an experiment aimed to study how being shocked with tasers affects the hearts of meth addicts who run from the old bill.
This whole thing sounds awful,
so
I have to say. You've had a bad week in the animal rights realm, haven't you?
So after the report come out, proper medical expert said the data obtained from using tasers on drugged up animals is not relevant. You've completely done that for no apparent reason.
Well, what a bunch of dicks.
Which leads me to the other thing. Why do it? What is wrong with you people? I know you didn't get the COVID stuff. And you probably feel aggrieved not being involved in it, but do something else.
Don't
do you know
need
what I mean?
To.
Get a different bit of science there.
Which then led me to, I hate it, when animals get medals from governments in wars, pigeons or dogs or horses or goats or whatever.
It makes me a bit sad. I'm like, they didn't get to
They just got shipped off to this.
Unless you watch cartoons, and some of them do, but that's not real life. Wish it was, but it isn't.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, sometimes you've got to have a bad week because things ain't good, do you know what I mean?
Rob,
I don't think you've had a good week all round, have you, to be honest?
Oh, no, football was all right, but the aftermath, I'm just so depressed by it. Yeah. It's disgusting me.
Well, I see you've cheered yourself up with some cheerful sheep and fish facts there.
And a song as well, so that's it.
This song is good. Also, big shout out to the whole Plato's Retreat crew doing another fantastic and infamous, at this point, covered show on the weekend.
I don't think we've ever had so many complaints. It was brilliant. It's brilliant.
You've got to be doing something right then.
Yeah.
This is a track that you have picked for us this morning. Actually, I'm going to hit this thing first.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
What song have you gone for?
This